Welcome, everyone, to a new episode of Geekable. Nick and I are here alone today, but we are so excited about this episode because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. There's a lot been going on in the current, you know, geekdom world. And there's also going to be some fun stuff. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about DC fandom. We're going to talk a little bit about comics. And then we're going to dive into our least favorite comic book movies of all time. So hope you're comfortable. Hope you've got your drinks and popcorn or whatever you do when you're listening to your podcast. And yeah, hop on the ride. Hey, Nick, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's good to be back on. You know, thank you everyone for tuning in with us and spending a little bit of your day with us. We appreciate it. Yeah, this is kind of just like, we were talking about the episode beforehand. I think this is going to kind of be like a fun, goofy episode.
Yeah, just fun up.
Yeah, we're just going to have fun with it.
I love these episodes where it's just like you and me.
Yeah.
You know, shooting the shit and just having fun.
That's how the idea was born right there. That was, those were the elements we were looking for. And yeah, let's get into it. Like you said, a lot of good stuff coming out. DC fandom is today while we're recording this. So yes. Stuff is dropping. DC fans everywhere should have a lot to be excited about. Very exciting time.
You know what? You know, we've been honest about this. Nick and I are not the biggest DC fans, but I do keep up with my fair share of DC stuff. And we'll see, you know, this fandom stuff looks exciting. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything that dropped. But before we do so, the Batman trailer just dropped. Neither Nick nor I have seen it yet. And we thought it would be fun to do a little bit of a live reaction kind of thing for you. So what we're going to do is we're going to watch the trailer, and then I'm going to cut the bit where we watch the trailer so we don't spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it. And then we'll just talk about our like immediate reactions and what we thought about it right away. So whenever you're ready, Nick, just say the word. Yeah. Just say the word.
Let's go.
Okay. 3, 2, boom.
Okay.
So that was definitely a trailer.
Yep. That was a trailer. Okay. I mean, I
can't. I'm sorry. That was... Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel bad about saying this, but I am not excited for that movie at all. I think the only reason I would go to watch it in cinemas is for Zoe Kravitz because I love her as an actress. And I'm excited to see Catwoman because I'm a huge Catwoman fan, but.
Yeah. You know, just one thing I just can't really, it's sad that we get excited for stuff like this when it's like, what Batman is this? Like he's in a different universe because the one we had didn't work out. Like
it's pretty much decided that like there, unless things are in continuity, it's just one-offs, like kind of like the Joker.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, even the Suicide Squad barely acknowledged Birds of Prey. And it erased a lot of Harley Quinn's character development, which was my main issue with the movie. But yeah, back to the Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know why the Riddler would be drinking a cup of coffee with latte art that's had the question mark on it. That was a little weird.
I don't know. There was a few things in there that was just kind of like, but ultimately, I mean, if we're going to look at like what I did, like I love the suit. Personally.
I like the suit. He looks good in the suit. But outside of the suit, I don't think he looks great as a Bruce Wayne type.
I agree. And I don't know if it's just because I see him as like Edward, because growing up, that's like who he was. And that's no fault to the actor at all. It's just like how
he's a brilliant actor. He was so good in Tenet.
Yeah. Great act. I am excited for it. I will probably see it opening weekend. No guarantees, but I'll probably make it. But I really hope to see. I mean, we saw Penguin, we saw Riddler. Who knows who else? I hear there's a few more villains potentially going
to. Yeah, Penguin doesn't look that good, to be honest. The lines he delivered were very cheesy in the trailer.
Yeah, he's like Italian kind
of. We saw a few shots of Zoe Kravitz's Catwoman. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about her not having her mask in the suit. You know, they definitely gave her the hair, I guess, but I would like to see that iconic leather mask.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll see.
I mean,
that,
even Anne Hathaway had the mask.
Yeah, we need the mask.
We need the mask.
You know what? Also, I really liked the first trailer. I didn't really like this trailer as much as I did the first one. I was like, Batman's
I think
back.
because that one was like way more, you know, mysterious.
It was. It was eerie. Like, it was eerie. You know, they had
and
like
this one was just like revealing more.
Yeah. Yeah. Something in the Way by Nirvana. It was just a good vibe. And I was like, this is different. Like, this is not something we, I don't know. Ultimately, again, I'm excited to see it. You know, diving into to one more thing that I'm excited about is like the, you know, we talked a little bit about this before, but the Black Adam trailer. Black Adam has always been a character that, like, from DC that I've always saw as like a really awesome character, just fueled by like pain and rage and despair, and he turns into, I really liked what I saw.
Question is, you know, can The Rock embody that?
Yeah,
is he good enough of an actor to deliver that?
That remains to be seen, because when he's fighting like giant gorillas on the big screen and all this other, and it's like,
and his Fast and Furious franchise.
Did you watch those? Do you watch those?
Heck no.
Yeah, me either. I've never. To be honest, I'm not like a huge car guy. Seriously, like
me either. Like, I could literally care less about cars.
Yeah,
me I too. Can't. Okay, you know. My coworkers make fun of me like for this all the time, but I can't identify cars. So for me, all cars just look like vehicles. Okay. And I can just name them by color. So I'm like, that black car over there. I'm like, there's like 50 black cars there. I'm like, the one, you know, the big one. So
I can't tell
cars apart.
I'm kind of the same way. Not as bad as that, but like, I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I saw a Porsche, a Ferrari, and like something else lined up, I couldn't identify them by the, you know, the sign. Like, I don't know. I can be bad like that too. But anyway, and going back to that real quick, I did like the Batmobile in that trailer.
Yeah, it looked cool.
It looked cool.
I mean,
you know,
I don't think we'll ever get a Batmobile that looks as sick as the one that we had in the Nolanverse.
Yeah, the tank thing.
Yeah, that was iconic.
That thing was just built to last. That was a cool Batmobile.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, good stuff.
Moving on to other DC fandom announcements. While we are recording this, they just dropped a trailer for DC League of Super Pets, The Adventures of Crypto and Ace, a new video game starring Crypto. And the trailer doesn't give away much, but from what I'm seeing, the graphics are very like childlike, they're cutesy. It kind of looks like it's a 2D-ish kind of game. I don't know, but you know, out of the DC video games that have been announced, I am really excited for Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
That trailer looks cool.
The trailer looks cool. It worries me that we haven't seen a gameplay trailer yet, because we've seen a gameplay trailer for Gotham Knights the day it was announced. And this one, I'm not reading up a lot on it, but do we even know if it's like a first-person shooter? Do we know if it's like a 3D? Do we know if you can switch characters? Like, we don't know much about the game. They're really keeping it under lock and key. And so, you know, the trailer looks cool, but it's a cinematic. It's not really a gameplay trailer. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Not much to add to that. Yeah.
37 minutes ago, they dropped the first 4 minutes of Young Justice season 5 that's coming out. Is it season 5 or season 4? I forget.
I think it's
four. But I'm a huge Young Justice fan. I can't wait for the season. Last season was amazing. Do you watch Young Justice?
No, I haven't. You know, our close friend, you know, of the show, Brett Von Klock, is always telling me to watch it. And you know, if you sing the praises too, that says a lot.
It's one of the, you know, I would say one of the best out there, like out of comic book and, you know, animated series. DC's Young Justice is top tier.
Yeah, that's.
Along with Invincible, I would say these two are probably some of my favorite current,
That's a bold statement.
It's really good. You should definitely give it a try. It's on HBO Max. You can binge the whole thing. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I have HBO Max. Okay, cool. I mean, it says a lot that it's getting a season 4. I mean, that's...
Hell yeah. I mean, it got canceled a long time ago, and then it got revived, and the revival has been so good.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. That's dope. Cool.
All right. We got a season 3 announcement of, I can't say this with a straight face, Pennyworth.
Oh my gosh, people. How do you... All right. Why are we settling for this? Why?
Listen, I have not watched the series. For all I know, I mean, it's getting a season three, so it must be doing something right.
Is it though? Is it
I
really?
don't know.
Is this really something? Like, you know, the numbers say one thing, but I just okay.
I don't
All right,
know.
all right.
I
You know,
just
I've
personally,
never watched
we
it,
got
so.
a Marvel series called Jarvis. I would not be interested.
No. No,
Yeah,
I wouldn't
right?
watch it. I wouldn't unless it was like
Yeah.
really gonna matter and like Kevin Feige was back and all this other sh like
Exactly.
then I
Like
watch
if it
it, but
was
like
Disney Plus level, you know,
well
I
said.
see it. Yeah,
But
but
yeah.
this is completely not canon. It's standalone as heck. And
Who? Oh God.
yeah. All right. Let's just move
Let's move on. Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on.
on.
There's, you know, whatever.
They showed a behind the scenes video of Shazam Fury of the Gods. Now, I'm quick to say that Shazam is my favorite DCEU film.
Okay, I was about to ask if you
I love Shazam. It was so much fun. It's like it's cheesy to say, but it is the most Marvel-like DC movie out
That's not
there.
cheesy. That's not cheesy to say. It is.
Yeah,
No, it
and
is.
I
It's
love that. It's fun. It's entertaining. It's a good time. It's a
Yeah.
jolly good time. And I can't wait for the sequel. How do you have you watched the Shazam yet?
I watched it. I didn't watch it on the big screen. I watched it at home, like during
Me
a
too.
snowy, rainy day or something. Yeah, I liked it. I really didn't have many complaints about
Me
it.
either.
It was just
It
a
was a solid, good,
yeah.
entertaining film.
Yeah, and furthermore, I know people that aren't huge into it like we are, like the level we are, and it came out when I was in college. I think I was a senior, and everyone was like talking about it. People were like, yeah, it was a good, like, it was just a well-received movie, I think,
Yeah, like it
ultimately.
didn't do amazing numbers, but it
No.
did, you know, I would say critically it did very well.
Yeah. So cool. Let's see what happens with Shazam
I'm
2.
excited for the sequel.
Yeah.
Also, we got the official first teaser trailer for DC's Naomi, which is this, you know, amazing comic book that Brian Michael Bendis did for DC when he started, you know, his journey there. And I have read the comic book. I fell in love with it. It's a pretty interesting take on a new kind of character, and I'm looking forward to see where they take Naomi in a live action, even though it's the fact that it's DC, it's CW kind of scares me, but I'm looking
Yeah,
forward to it
that's
nonetheless.
right. Yeah, I mean, hopefully Bendis is. I'm sure, you know, he has television ties, so I'm sure he's somehow in the works with
I
that
mean, the
some extent.
like, yeah, one of the creators of Naomi is Ava DuVernay, who was gonna do the New Gods movie for DC before it got canceled.
Right, right,
So
right.
she's like Oscar nominee, Emmy winner
Oh
level, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, she's smart.
So
Yeah, she knows her
yeah.
stuff. Yeah,
So I'm
that wow,
hoping
I'm
it's
like
gonna be pretty good. You know, the whole concept of Naomi is kind of like having a young character who's in love with these characters, the superheroes around her, kind of like Ms. Marvel in a way. And before she knows it, she's discovering that she's also got superpowers, and that she's from another, you know, was it another planet or another reality? She's from another place, and she's an alien. She gets this rock that gets absorbed into her skin, and she starts getting these superpowers. And what we got from the comic book was just like Naomi season one. It was like six issues before it ended, and we were promised a second season, but we still haven't gotten it yet. But she has made appearances in like the Justice League books. She made an appearance in, I believe, Young Justice
I
or
was gonna
maybe Teen
ask if
Titans.
she's canon to that stuff.
Oh, she's
I
definitely
don't.
canon.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's definitely canon, but she hasn't made quite a splash on the universe as big as much as we
That's
would want her
okay.
to.
That's fine.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
but
Okay. Yeah.
hopefully, you know, with the series coming out, maybe we'll get season two of Naomi, which I'm excited for, the comic book. We'll see how it goes. Up next, we have a behind the scenes video of Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Aquaman. I love Aquaman. Aquaman is one of the characters that like got me into comics. I don't know if I've ever said that on air, but
I don't think you have.
yeah, he was. I've always loved like the ocean and the sea and the old Justice League cartoon from like was it the Legion of Doom and stuff. Like I think that was from the 60s or the 70s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I
That
used to
Aquaman was
watch.
hilarious.
Yeah, he was a joke, but I loved it. I don't know. Anyway, I saw the Aquaman movie and I didn't like it.
Me neither.
So I don't know how excited I should be for this. I'm not excited. I'll see it when it comes out, and what is that, next year or whatever, probably over a
Yeah, I
year
think
from
it should
now.
be coming out in December 2022.
Yeah, so we're looking at a long wait for that. But yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I'm not that excited for it, honestly. You know, I didn't like the first movie, and I am not feeling the sequel either. They're doing like a whole, they revealed the black suit, which is like going to be the stealth suit.
Yeah. People were like gawking over that. I'm like, I don't, okay, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Moving on, we got a very short teaser trailer of DC League of Super Pets that features Dwayne Johnson as Crypto and features Kevin Hart as well.
Kevin Hart. Okay. I think I heard about this.
It's an animated movie. Right.
Yeah. I think it's for like a younger audience.
It definitely is. But you know what? I'm excited for it. I love animated films, and this seems like a fun, you know, super dog movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I saw like the little teaser for this.
Yeah.
Example. Okay, cool.
Let's move on to The Flash.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's move on.
I know you have thoughts about that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, okay. First of all, like above all else, I mean, they showed his new suit. It's a lot more sleek. Mm-hmm. That is better for me. I like that better than what he was wearing in the Justice League and all that other stuff, like the kind of armored padded. That's not really how I envision the Flash. So it was cool to see his new like suit. I feel like, let me know your thoughts on this, but I feel like when they were pushing, you know, Batman 89, you know, that tells me they don't have the most confidence in the movie. Like, don't make him the like thing to geek out over in this movie. Like, right? Save that for like the third trailer or that's whatever.
If you're doing this for the very first movie, that just speaks volumes to me. Having multiple Flash, they're having Supergirl, they're having Michael Keaton's Batman. So they're really trying to like get people excited for this movie, but you can tell that they're trying too hard.
Yes, and they're not doing it for the right reasons, right? In my opinion, I'm glad you agree, because I'm not that excited for the Flash movie that comes out, wherever the whole, you know, was the multiverse changing the timeline. You know, we saw a flash of him with his mom. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think that movie is really going to matter going forward for the DCEU, because I think that's really going to be like, this is the direction we're going, and this is what you guys have been asking for.
They've been saying that every movie release that's been coming out.
I know, really. They said about Suicide Squad, and like, it's just like, what?
All right. We got a trailer for the animated Catwoman movie, which is going to feature Batwoman as well. And I'm actually excited for that, because I love Catwoman as a character. I've mentioned that before. And I love Batwoman. And the cast is interesting, because they're getting Elizabeth Gillies from Victorious to do Catwoman.
No way. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know what? Pretty exciting.
From Victorious. Wow. That just opened, like, that unlocked something in my memory bank.
I think for a lot of people now, she's more known as the one from Dynasty, because that's a pretty big show, I think. Like, okay. I don't watch it, but it's like 7 seasons in at this point, or 5. So it's pretty big. But anyway, to wrap this up, we got a bunch of trailers for the current, you know, DC series that are going out. There's, you know, Batwoman, mm-hmm. Legends of Tomorrow, Titans, every DC series just got us, you know, a small trailer. And I don't watch a bunch of those. I dropped off a bunch of them a long time ago, but I do still keep up with Titans, and I'm excited about the finale. I don't know if you watched that. Brett does.
No, I don't watch Titans, but judging by like the you know, you can't avoid the snippets and stuff like that on Instagram. Yeah. It looks actually pretty well made, like something
it
I
is actually
watch.
Pretty well. I mean, aside from season one was rough. It was rough.
Okay, but I honestly forgive that. This day and age, I forgive a rough season one.
Yeah,
like I really do.
They definitely picked up the slack in seasons 2 and 3, and now it's like definitely very fun and entertaining. And they're doing a lot of comic book storylines. Like, they just did Red Hood.
Oh right, I saw that. I think I saw that. I bumped into that on Instagram.
Yeah, and they have like Barbara as Oracle, and like, you know, a huge roster of characters at this point, really.
Right, and isn't there Deathstroke? Is in
Deathstroke
it,
was the villain of season 2. Yes.
Right, and he kicked
this season's Nightwing's villain
ass
is
and, like,
Scarecrow / Red Hood.
Very cool, Scarecrow. Very cool.
Yeah.
And
they did a pretty interesting Scarecrow as well.
Cool. Is that the DCEU news that we have?
I guess that's most of it. Yeah.
Before we wrap up on that, kind of shifting really quick, but have you started Peaky Blinders yet? Because they're getting the final season in February.
It's not up my alley at all. It's not something that I'm even interested in watching, to be honest. I'm really? Sorry.
Did we talk about that? Did I ask you this?
You told me that you're into it, and I mentioned that I don't watch it, but yeah, I'm not into the whole mobster thing. You know,
Okay. Then you won't. Yeah, you won't like it then. But I'm super excited. I just wanted to know if you were into that. I can't wait. But yeah. Okay. Cool. Good news. Good news dump. You know, I think a lot of DC fans needed it. You know, I love getting it and stuff. So good stuff.
All right. So having that out of the way, I think it's time to talk about some of the worst comic book adaptations that we've had.
Yeah.
You know, we're living we're living in a golden age of comic book media at this point. And I think to truly appreciate all the good that we have, we must look back on all the terrible things that we got.
That is accurate. You know what didn't age well at all? And I was a little kid and I like loved this movie was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
What? You loved that movie? I hated it since it came out.
Really? When I was a little kid, I was so like, bad. Yeah. Like I like love, and I like watched a little bit with my mom the other night. And
I still remember the laughable claws in that bathroom scene that looked so fake.
Oh, I know the exact scene you're talking about. Yeah, that was such a weird thing with the old people. That was a weird, oh God.
And man, Deadpool being absolutely massacred, butchered in that movie.
You know, even people are like, Frost
was done dirty in that movie.
Yeah. 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 And you know what? People always say, like, you know, looking back at it, we should be like thankful that like Deadpool was done so dirty because it gave us the Deadpool we got today. I'm like, no, see, thinking like that is a problem. We should be getting what we want in the first place because, like, right? Really not hot. Like, ah, man, it's just that movie. It didn't. I mean, Hugh Jackman's awesome, and without him, that movie would be like.
You know what was the saving grace of that movie for me? The relationship between
Creed
and Hugh Jackman and Creed. Yeah.
Yeah, Creed was cool in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the movie started off so cool too, because it's like you see him going through the wars.
Right.
And I was like, this movie's about to be like lit. Like, let's go, and it just was like and I was like, okay, but
all right,
yeah.
One of the, you know, since you mentioned you love this as a kid, I'm ashamed to admit this.
Let's hear it.
I used to love the Elektra movie as a kid.
I didn't mind it. I've seen it once. I haven't seen it since because.
Oh, no. I used to have it on DVD and I would watch it repeatedly. Like, there was this, I don't even remember names of the characters at this point, but there was this girl that had a necklace and her necklace had powers. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Really? That's funny. Yeah, no.
And there was like a villainess who would kill everything that she touches.
Yep.
And I thought that was so badass. Like, I thought it was amazing. And I thought it was the epitome of like superhero movie. And then, you know, we're really spoiled now. So
we're
looking
so
back.
Spoiled. Oh, Kevin Feige said that about us like last month.
Yeah,
like and he's so true. Like, oh my God, we're so. But that Elektra movie, when I saw it, I was like, you know, I wasn't a huge Elektra fan as a kid. I mean, I had read some of the Frank Miller and all that stuff, but I mean, I was like, yeah, this movie's okay. Yeah, like,
okay,
all right, yeah.
I want to do like, let's do a few hot, like, quick fire ones. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can just. Rate the movie from a scale of like 1 to 5, 5 being the absolute least worst.
Okay,
and 1
yeah,
being
I see.
Downright terrible.
Yep, go hit me. Let's do it.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh man, that's
come on, like, you gotta be fast.
All right, that's like a 1.7.
Green Lantern.
Oh God, 1.
Suicide Squad, not the Suicide Squad.
2.7.
BVS, Dawn of Justice.
Ooh. Oh, I want to elaborate, but for the sake of the game, I'm going to give it a 3.2.
Venom.
Oh, man. 1.
Fantastic.
-1.
That's actually true.
Oh, man.
Okay. X-Men Dark Phoenix.
I didn't finish it. So that's, let's call that a one, I guess. Let's call that a, let's call it a sturdy one right there.
Okay. Okay. That, you know, that's valid, I guess. All right. Catwoman.
Honestly, like a 2.1.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like a two. Yeah.
Thor the Dark World.
I'd give that like a 4.
Really?
Four. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And let's wrap it up with, like, you know, a really famous, beautiful, amazing one.
Oh boy.
Batman or Robin.
2.5.
And you're looking back at Batman and Robin, like, it's I watch it now as a comedy. Like, you I don't know, watch I, it as a yes. Yeah. So it's yes. Definitely it's campy. It's camp. Right. And it's funny.
I but agree.
Like, I you agree watch with a lot movie of like your ratings.
Yeah, yeah, those are my ratings. I got one for you, Daredevil.
Two.
I love that movie as a
come kid. On. Okay, love I will say that this
movie as a kid.
Daredevil theatrical cut 2, director's cut 3.5.
People say that. I've never seen the
director's cut. Is actually way better. I mean, like, there's only so much you can do with that movie, but the director's cut is superior.
Yeah, I could I would love to elaborate on that at some point, because I really like that movie, and to this day, if it's on, like, I'll watch it. It's I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure. I haven't determined what it is, but
you know what, let's talk about that. Let's talk about guilty pleasures.
Okay. All right, well, that's my guilty pleasure, so let me elaborate for like 30 seconds on it. Go. Basically, it is a comic book movie. Like, it's a, like, he's in the bar when a movie starts off using his radar sense, you know, like, it's just very like Daredevil. I don't know, he like sleeps in like the coffin with water. I was like, that's kind of a neat touch. Okay, I get it. Who's the African-American actor who plays Kingpin? Why can't I a super famous amazing guy?
I literally don't even remember that Kingpin was the villain. I thought it was Bullseye. Wasn't it Bullseye?
Bullseye was the villain. Yeah, and Bullseye.
Oh right, Kingpin was in the movie.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in a really long time.
Yeah. Anyway, Kingpin was excellent in that movie. I thought Bullseye was like such a badass when I was a kid. Like, yeah, like this guy's like such a savage. Like, you know, there's a scene where Daredevil jumps off of a church in the rain, and he's like, mm-hmm. you know, he's got his billy club and it's like going everywhere. And I was like, that's so Joe Quesada. That's awesome. Like, as a little kid, I was like, I have that cover. Like, I don't know. So there was just a lot of stuff. Like, the fighting was goofy and funny. And like, it was kind of, I don't know. Oh, I thought, I don't know.
The most memorable scene for me from that movie is Elektra and Daredevil playing on that game where it goes like up and down.
Oh yeah. How has that not been like memed hard?
And
like,
I think it, you know, if memes were a thing back then, it would have definitely been memed to death and back.
It should. That deserves to be memed to death. It really does. But anyway, there it is. There's my 30-second spiel on Daredevil and why I still I would watch. If I left right now, I'd watch it right now. It was just on. I don't know.
My biggest guilty pleasure is X-Men The Last Stand. I love that movie.
I accept.
And, you know, it's the worst of the trilogy, of the original trilogy, but I just love that movie. I mean, Jean was such a badass. And we got Kitty Pryde. We got a lot of cool Iceman scenes. We got to see Iceman frost up for the first time.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
fully.
That's true. I forgot that was the first time.
Yeah. So we got a lot of, like, there was a lot of cool scenes there. Like, we got Magneto really flexing his powers to the fullest. We got Angel for the first time.
My boy.
Like,
yep.
Yeah, great there's scene. A lot of moments in that movie that really screamed amazing for me, and I used to love it as a kid. I used to have the monologue that Magneto used to deliver to recruit people to the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. I had that memorized.
Hold on. What's the? Oh, what does he shout? We are not the cure, or like what? Yeah. What is it? What is it? Oh man, come on, help me.
I don't remember at the top of my head. I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
What does he say? We are not the cure. Like, man, I forget. I remember that exact. I saw that
monologue.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, his writing was awesome in that. Like, that.
Definitely.
That stands.
He got a good arc. Yeah.
Yeah. That stands true to, like, I would see that. Yeah. Like, that's. Man, I remember seeing that movie opening day. I really do, with my mom and my brother. And it was like, we all left and we were like, that was so cool. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. I accept that.
You know, the one superhero movie that really felt like a slap in the face for you?
Fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, because it had decent actors. I mean, you have Michael B. Jordan, you have Miles Teller. There should be a documentary about what was happening behind the scenes in
that. Because I know Josh Trank has not been quiet about how
ugly, you know, things like people like Miles Teller freaking out, Michael B. Jordan kind of like just being like, what the hell is this? Is a circus? Like a documentary could be made about that movie and like, oh,
man, absolutely. About everything that went wrong.
Just a nightmare. Even the actors this day will be like, I don't like that movie. Was a terror. It was just a Green Lantern travesty is what it really was.
Like,
it was,
I feel like the biggest slap in the face for me as a comic book fan was definitely X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
I was excited about the fact that they're giving the Phoenix another shot and that that they were going to try to do it justice this time. Mm-hmm. They were going to involve aliens. There was going to be space. So I was like, okay,
heading in the right direction. A good cast.
Yeah.
Let's throw that out. I mean, there's talent there. Yeah.
Definitely. And I went to see it in the theater. I was so disgusted by what was going on. It was a travesty.
You finished it?
I stayed the entire time. Yeah, I don't usually walk out of theaters.
I don't either. Never do.
Like, I powered through Venom, Let There Be Carnage. I sat through Dark Phoenix.
Yeah. I would take Let There Be Carnage any day over Dark Phoenix.
Have you seen it yet?
Let There Be Carnage? Yeah, I saw it, and it was exactly what I expected. Like, nothing to report. It was just like, what?
Besides the cool post-credits scene, the movie was a travesty.
Yes. Agreed. So, travesty. That was a bad movie. Like, I will say that. I could give a lot of reasons that I think are extremely valid on why it was a bad movie.
But I will say this. Having, like, Catwoman received a lot of hatred when it came out, but the one saving grace for that movie is the fact that the video game adaptation was so fun. I've heard people.
Yeah, I've heard people. I've never played it, but you know what? Let's just take a step back. When you asked me Catwoman rate it, that was like the first like
bad superhero movie. Actually, no. I feel like Spawn was really hated.
Oh, Spawn was hated, but that was like in the 90s.
This was
like early 2000s. Like,
this is our generation hatred.
Yes. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, when it came out, people, like, it was buzzing. Like, Catwoman was buzzing, like, the sexy. Like,
it won a Razzie for, like, the worst movie of the year, I think.
No way. Did it really? Oh, my God.
Or I think Halle Berry received a Razzie for, like, worst acting of the year, but it definitely won a Razzie.
Yeah. No, I believe it. I mean, yeah. That's, yeah.
You know, okay. How about we step away from, like, the big two for a second, since we mentioned Spawn. Have you watched the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
No.
Because that is a really bad superhero.
No, I haven't. Is it that bad?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I haven't.
I mean, it's a really good graphic novel, and I was looking forward to it, but it was a really bad adaptation. Nah,
I could imagine that.
There have been like other properties, you know, that originated in comic books that made their way to the big screen. There was Judge Dredd that was really hated.
I've seen bits and pieces of that, though, and it doesn't seem like it lives up to the hate, in my opinion.
Kick-Ass was a cult classic for a while, but now it's like generally unfavorable and not a lot of people like it. Hellboy.
I still do. Hold up. I'm going to go ahead and say, like, that shouldn't even be, in my opinion, on the list. Not the new one with Harbor, first name, David Harbor. The old ones, like, old, they're really not that old, but like, those were good to me.
The first one was really good to me.
Those were cool, like, I loved those. To me, those are like, I'm chill with those, like, I'll watch that, like, I don't know, I really like those. Like,
have you watched RIPD?
No, I don't even know.
It's also based on a comic book, and it was really, really bad.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it, so that probably...
That speaks volumes.
Yeah, that speaks volumes. I know my stuff to an extent. I would probably... Yeah.
What are some of the really well-liked movies that you personally don't like? I'll make it easier for you. I'll go first.
Okay, yeah.
I hate Deadpool 2.
Okay. I was actually going to say, like, Deadpool, the franchise in and of itself. Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
like,
I like the first one just fine. It's all right for what it was.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the sequel,
yeah.
Having had a bigger budget and that much more scope and trust in the franchise and the character to do whatever they wanted with it.
The key word is scope. Yeah, the key word is because they could do what they wanted with
that. They really messed it up.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I felt like it was such a misstep.
Yeah, there was problems though. Like, who walked off? Like, some it was a writer in that it was just like,
yeah,
because like,
of some problematic past.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There was some stuff going on there, which probably didn't help. But the movie was still a success. It beat the first one by a lot in terms.
It did, but that's because of the hype.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, possibly, and I couldn't imagine the hype dying down now that it's going to be part of the MCU. The third one or whatever, however they reboot it. I mean, it's only going to get bigger. So, yeah, not to copy you with Deadpool. I'll stay clear of that, but I am in agreement with you on that. I am not like, yeah, in the same way, but, if I had to say one, you're going to hate me, but probably like Ant-Man. I don't hate it. It's just not my
life. Bad news, everyone. The Geekable podcast is officially over. I hereby tender my resignation.
No.
You are naming one of my top five favorite MCU movies of
favorites. I knew I was gonna get like backlash on this, but ultimately, like, I would say Captain Marvel, but I really don't think that's in anyone's like super top five.
Yeah,
like really, like I would say Ant-Man, just because, like, I don't know, it just wasn't like I don't know. It just wasn't there for me. It was very, like, very, very humorous. Paul Rudd is amazing. He saved it. It was just a little silly. I don't know. It's just a little silly for me, I thought.
Everyone, you know, I don't usually condone bullying, but feel free to cyberbully us on Geekable.
Cyberbullying. There is a window the next 3 hours from when you listen to this. Go ahead. No. I do actually like the movie, but, like, as far as, like, it being like a top for me, I don't see it personally.
Okay. I got one for you.
Yeah, hit me.
I really don't like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Very fair.
It's you, like, in the fan base, it's like way more liked than the first one, but I just thought the first one was way more solid, and the second one was way too long. It didn't focus on any characters in particular. It was kind of like all over the place. And the team only really came together at the third act. And I felt like a lot of the really big, powerful moments that should have been a big, impactful, like, punch were, you know, turned into a joke. Like the moment where Peter is fighting, you know, Ego and he turns into Pac-Man.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? Honestly, I have nothing to say because you hit the nail on the head every single. And the one thing that I want to add too, and I've never mentioned this to you before, but I want to know if you agree. They made Drax an idiot in that movie. They
Drax
made him
an annoying
idiot in that
He's
movie.
Really annoying. Yeah.
Like, even,
and that is not my Drax.
No. Like, even Dave Bautista is like, I'm done with the character. Like, there's no more, like, flesh and bones to this. It's just a joke.
At this point, it really is.
You know?
And I will say, I'm actually a bit worried about Volume 3. Like, there's a lot of hype going on, especially that they just cast Adam Warlock. Yep. But I am not that excited for it. I'm actually worried.
Okay. I'm not at this point of being worried yet. I really want to see
Gunn
how
very hit or miss.
Oh, I'd say he's more hit than miss, but I mean, hey, judging by the trailer of Peacemaker, did you watch that? Wasn't blown away by that at all.
And I don't know why they picked like one of the least interesting characters of the Suicide Squad to give a TV series for.
Yep.
Maybe
agreed.
It's because it's John Cena and he has like such a huge fan base behind him.
I don't know.
But I would have been more interested to see an Idris Elba series.
Absolutely.
Like that sport.
Plus, let's give John Cena a chance to prove himself. But Idris Elba is a very good actor, in my opinion.
He really is. And like John Cena has really not done anything outside the scope of comedy.
No, he really, and we're talking dumb comedy. Like, you don't, I could probably walk on and like act.
I mean, I think anybody can do that kind of, like, yeah.
I agree. I am in agreement of that. Not that I know everything about film and acting, but like, I feel like, come on.
Yeah, we've, you know, we are media consumers here, and we are,
we know what's good and what's, yeah, exactly. Right.
We have our opinions.
Yeah.
We're entitled to them, as you know, and you're entitled to disagree with us, just as I strongly disagree with Nick about Ant-Man.
Absolutely.
So if you disagree with us, feel free to let us know and call us out.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It just, you know, I just have to go back to that. Like, I really hope that Drax kind of comes back as like a standing character. That's kind of like, that's how he was in Guardians 1. But anyway, rant over of that. Yeah.
It's a shame. All right. I think that's all I have for you.
Yeah. That was a good list. you came prepared for this episode.
I think we should talk to enough movies today.
Yeah, really. I know. And again, everyone, this is just our opinion. I'm
it's all in good fun.
It is. It's all in good fun. And
after all, I would say without all of these movies and all of the negative critiques that they got, we wouldn't have learned, and we wouldn't have gotten the better movies that we have today.
Yep.
So I'm sure it's true. All a learning curve. It's all an experience. And I think, you know, having those terrible movies just teach filmmakers how to make better ones.
Yep. Agreed. I think it says a lot when you can look back at a movie and say like, this didn't age well. And
yeah. That's where they went wrong. Here's how we can fix it.
Yep. Exactly. So, ultimately this was a fun episode. Just you and I taking on the world and,
and thinking on the cyberbullying to come.
Yeah. 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 That's open. There's a window for cyberbullying that will be accepted. Yes, just
after that you will be blocked.
Yes, my DMs are open, so please, by all means. No, thank you everyone for listening. This was a really fun episode. This was a good one. You know, we had a long week, so this was a necessary little laugh. And
yeah,
you know, thank you to everyone for listening again. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. If you've been with us from wherever you started, we appreciate you tuning in again and spending some more time with us. It means a lot. You know, the show's been doing great. We have some big things lined up. Excellent time. You know, if you want to shoot us a follow on Instagram @geekable_podcast, there you can find some updates, get our thoughts and opinions on some stuff going on. It's always stuff popping off these days in the geek realm. So come be a geek with us, shoot us a follow. We'd appreciate it. And, great episode.
Yeah. I'm really glad we had this.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day, beautiful weekend, and we'll see you next time.